Hello, I'm Eduardo. Welcome to our podcast. We are back again to talk about issues of the world. Today I am joined by my fellow classmates, Marissa, Caden, and Devin. Today we will be talking about gender inequality,
which is honestly not the best topic because it seems evil.
We will be talking about shocking facts around the world and discussing our reactions. We've been discussing these issues in class, and I'm amazed about the stuff that's going around the world connecting to gender inequality. I just learned about femicide and what it means, which would be the killing of women and girls by a man because of their gender, which I believe is a very awful thing to do.
In most countries, women only earn between 60 and 75% of men's wages for the same work. The gender pay gap knows no borders, so whether you're a farmer in Kenya or an actress in Hollywood, there is still the same inequality. Besides, what is the point of having gender inequality in the first place?
There are approximately 781 million illiterate adults worldwide. A woman is twice more likely to be illiterate than a man because she is twice as likely to miss out on education completely. Around the world, 63 million girls currently don't go to school.
In 2015, there were only 21 female heads of state in the entire world. Although women make up 49.6% of the world's population, only 11 women served as heads of state and 10 served as heads of government in 2015. We can see a glaring difference of how women and men are treated differently, even in their everyday lives. As kids, our toys differ, with girls having dolls to play with, and boys inclined more towards mechanical games and sports. This stereotyping is often done by society, and the child grows up and thinks in the patterns as he/she is molded.
What's the point of continuing gender inequality, Marissa?
I think there's no point of there being gender inequality. There shouldn't be a gap between. We're all equal, and it's so unfair. I don't think anyone wants to be in the same position. How would you men feel getting paid less?
I would be pretty frustrated because I don't believe that there should be a gap just because you're not a man. I feel like that shouldn't be a thing. In Latin America alone, there is between.
How would you feel?
Gender inequality is the most sexist thing ever.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel getting paid less if you were a woman?
I'm honestly not certain since I don't have a job yet.
Okay.
In Latin America alone, there is between 28 and 63% of women that don't report their violence and abuse. There is 7 women deaths per every 24-hour period in Mexico. 6 out of every 10 women experience some type of physical or emotional violence in their lifetime. In 53 countries, marital rape isn't a prosecutable offense.
So in conclusion, I feel like we can see the problems in the world surrounding women violence, and I feel like we need a change. We need something that will lower the number of abused women. If you're interested in this specific topic, we have a website that may fill you in more in depth about the situation that the world is struggling in. You too can make a change, so go to this website and learn something new. Learn how you can get involved and change the world. You can be heard too. For more information, go to unwomen.org. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and be sure to join us next time when we talk about more current events in the world.